Dámy a pánové, já se jmenuji Jan Winkler a jsem náměstkem pro bezpečnostní politiku Ministerstva zahraničí. Rád bych vám představil pana Richarda Armitage. Jehož titul je Deputy Secretary na americkém ministerstvu zahraničí. Jak jistě dobře víte, právě skončila schůzka pana Armitage s panem ministrem Svobodou, při které byla pokryta všechna důležitá témata, která obě strany v tom vymezeném čase považovala za důležité zmínit. Samozřejmě chceme nechat co nejvíce prostoru pro vaše dotazy, jenom velmi zběžně bych rád řekl, že debata se týkala samozřejmě stability atlantické vazby, zároveň také pochopení, protože naše spojenecké svazky mají a musí mít viditelné, matatelné výsledky na obou stranách. Debata se také vedla o takzvaném antiamerikanismu, zda její příčiny, zda se správně rozlišuje mezi stylem politiky prezidenta Bushe a prostě Spojenými státy jako takovými, zda to je debata o stylu nebo o principu skutečnosti, že Spojené státy jsou dneska jedinou skutečnou globální mocností. Dále se celkem pochopitelně debata dotkla také spolupráce s Ruskem, role Turecka jako souseda Iráka a zároveň kandidáta členství v Evropské unii a v neposlední řadě byla řeč o, když jsem se zmínil o těch viditelných výsledcích, tak pan Armitage učinil také prohlášení k formě spolupráce ke zlepšení té vízové praxe mezi Spojenými státy a Českou republikou. Dámy a pánové, pan Armitage má slovo.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. President Bush had asked me to come to Prague to make sure that all our friends here in the government and in the public know the great appreciation and gratitude which the United States holds for the Czech Republic and particularly for their activities in Iraq and Afghanistan. He also wanted me to make sure that I made it very clear that we take the Czech Republic very seriously and we do not take anything for granted. I'm here to try to find ways to put more tangible benefits into the relationship for both of us. And in that regard, as I said earlier at the Defense Ministry, we have determined that we will try to be helpful on the question of the VERA. And of course, the United States has already signed a contract for one of these passive surveillance systems. Additionally, I know that the question of visas has been a very troublesome one. We are asking our Assistant Secretary for Consular Affairs to travel to Prague on the 24th to establish a working group with our Czech friends to try to determine ways in which we can ease some of the restrictions and the difficulties regarding visas. Because for our part, we certainly hope that citizens of the Czech Republic will enjoy traveling to the United States. We will benefit from it, and we certainly hope that Czech citizens will as well. So I thank you very much for your hospitality, and I'll be happy to try to answer any questions.
Newspaper, the Czech Republic. Mr. Deputy Secretary, are you satisfied with the Czech presence in Iraq, and would you like to see more? And second question, did you talk about settling the U.S. claim on $80,000 in fines for wrong parking of Czech diplomats at the UN in New York?
I did not talk about the latter at all, but we are most gratified by the courageous efforts of Czech soldiers, both the special forces folks in Afghanistan and the military police in southern Iraq, in Basra. And I express great appreciation. I did not ask for more troops.
Filip Kanda from Czech Television. Mr. Deputy Minister, what do you think about the new security situation in Russia, and especially about the new measures of the President Putin concerning on the fight against the terrorism? And what's the main difference in the Russian strategy in the fight against terrorism and the American strategy in the fight against terrorism? Thank you.
First of all citizens of the United States, and I'm sure all citizens for that matter of the Czech Republic, were absolutely horrified by what happened in Beslan, and our prayers and our thoughts go out to every single family member who had who suffered in that tragedy. The war on terrorism, which the Russian Federation has been a partner with the United States, is fought on many fronts. Sometimes it's fought with soldiers, and sometimes it's fought through financial restriction of financial movements. Sometimes it's fought with special services and intelligence, and many things happen out of the sight of ordinary citizens of my country or yours. The Russian Federation has to determine how they're going to proceed. Terrorism, from our point of view, and I think from the Russian Federation's point of view, you can't pick and choose among terrorist groups. A terrorist is a terrorist is a terrorist. We will try to support the Russian Federation where we understand their policies and we understand their strategies. We are a little disappointed that recently it seems that the Russian Federation has gotten a little bit more secretive about their strategy, has restricted the media somewhat, so we don't have full access to this information. As we go forward, I hope the Russian Federation will be clear to all of us just how she intends to prosecute this war on terror. If we're all in agreement, we can be of assistance.
Bruce Konweiser, Washington Times. Can you tell me, does the United States have any objections to the Czech Republic selling Semtex or other military equipment to Iraq? And can you comment on what influence the United States now has over the Iraqi government in acquiring weapons? Because apparently the government feels they don't have sufficient military hardware to for their soldiers.
The Iraqi government.
Right. And apparently, as I understand it, the U.S. concern is that they're in a catch-22, because you give them two powerful weapons and you're not sure who's going to stay with you and who's going to cross the line and go to the other side.
The question of sales to Iraq of explosives, for instance, in this case, did not come up and has not come up to me. It seems to me that the task in Iraq is big enough to be able to accommodate many sources of supply. We want, however, to be sure that we don't develop an Iraqi army in the long run that has seven or eight different logistics tails. So there has to be some consistency about who provides what system to whom. But we would be open to discussions with our Czech friends on any of these items, and I'm sure we can find a way forward.
Does the United States have a veto over what the Iraqi government can buy? Are they free to buy what they want?
The Iraqi government is free to buy what they want using their own national funds, absolutely. I think that they would seek our views and other coalition members' views, of course, including the Czech Republic, but we have no veto.
I'd like to add that Czech Republic has a normal European system of licensing, and we have quite strict rules and regulations regarding exports to Iraq. And of course, this process includes consultations with allies, exactly according to Code of Conduct of European Union, which says we cannot export arms to places where they can harm the interest of allies. Therefore, I have never heard any complaints about that.
For countries like the Czech Republic to talk about scaling down personnel? And secondly, you also mentioned visas. Given that people in this country are unhappy about the restrictions and it's much easier now for them to go to the UK and Ireland, don't you think that America's missing out on skilled workers and other economies will benefit?
What was the first part of your question?
That You mentioned this morning you expect increase in violence in Iraq. So will there be any change in strategy? And do you think it's wrong for countries to talk about scaling down personnel?
First of all, on the strategy in Iraq, we certainly have said publicly that we expect increasing violence as we get towards the January election. And frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if some of that violence is directed against our own election on November 2nd. This has been expected and was predicted for some time, and it appears that the last couple of days bear witness to that. We and the strategy of the government of Iraq is quite clear. They're going to go after these insurgents, one town after another. Najaf was a very good example, where the Iraqi national forces did the brunt of the fighting, supported by the coalition. And as soon as a success was brought to Najaf, the government and Prime Minister Alawi put in reconstruction funds to capture the hearts and minds of the people. And as far as I'm informed, in the 16 days now since Najaf, we haven't had one security incident. And that will be the strategy of the government. I mentioned earlier at the Defense Ministry, we are also working simultaneously with the Syrians in a trilateral fashion, that is Iraqi, U.S., and Syrians, to try to bring closure to that border, which will be enormously helpful in bringing down security incidents. On the question of visas, I understand there is unhappiness here with our visa policy, but what was the brunt of your question? Would we benefit? Well, of course it would benefit. Right? No.
Hello, sir.
What are you? I'm not sure I understand the question.
Excuse me. Well, can I have possibly another question? Sorry.
Well, I want to answer the lady's question. I'm not sure I understood it.
You mentioned there's going to be more violence in Iraq.
Right.
The Czech Republic has said it may scale down its presence in Iraq and maybe send troops elsewhere. So are you against that?
The Czech Republic has to make their own decision regarding their participation in the coalition. We would hope that the citizens would support the government, and the government would support the concept of staying with the coalition and seeing this thing through successfully. But this is a decision that rests entirely with the Czech Republic.
We didn't discuss that in detail because the government just today is supposed to take decision about some arrangements which will reflect development of security situation in Iraq.
Pohanka, Czech Radio. I've got another question concerning the visas. You mentioned some tangible results. The expert group is going to start work, hopefully pretty soon.
On the 24th.
When do you think the tangible results could be seen? And just a follow-up to that. As far as I understand, this is a question of percentage of the visas that are refused or applications that are refused. And the percentage is quite high in the Czech Republic. Is there any possibility that the percentage could still be higher? I suppose there's a limit of 3% of refusals before you decide that the visa can be actually abolished.
I think the abolishment of the visa, or what we call the visa waiver, would be far, far into the future. Because as you suggest, there is a problem to some degree of overstaying in the United States. But we do want to encourage people from the Czech Republic to travel to our country, and that's why we have our Assistant Secretary coming on the 24th of this month to establish a working group. And we will go after this problem sort of one obstacle at a time and try to remove it, make it easier for people to apply, make it more understandable to people what they need to do to apply, what to do if there is a refusal, what options do you have, those kind of things. And we're just going to do this in a very workmanlike, systematic way and try to remove one obstacle after another. Well, it's beginning on the 24th, and we'll let them start their discussions, the two sides. But we have our top consular affairs person coming here on the 24th.
Sure, this is the
last question. Could I, concerning the visa, did you discuss the possibility that Czech citizen would not be obliged to pay such a huge amount of money to get a visa to America?
Well, no, we discussed the fact of visa refusals more. The amount, the fee that is required, the $100, is generally the fee everywhere. And we did not discuss that specifically. The government made a very strong presentation about the visa restrictions and the unhappiness here. And I, as I say, accepted and am trying to move forward in a proper spirit with them to resolve as many of these conditions as possible.
Dámy a pánové, děkuji vám za vaši účast a omlouváme se, je nutné, abychom pokračovali dál v programu. Děkuji vám ještě jednou a těším se zase na shledanou.
Thank you very much.